2 years ago, we dealt with this legislation. It came through this House, indeed, the Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture, Food and the Marine took hearings from all of the fishing representative organisations, and every one of them was in opposition to the legislation as presented. And they wished for their concerns to be addressed. So that was two years ago. The minister chose to park the legislation. There was no efforts to engage with the range of fishing organisations over those 2 years about this legislation. There's no efforts to engage with the other political parties to address our concerns, but more importantly, to address concerns of the fishing organisations. Nothing done in 2 years. When it was queried from time to time, Brexit and the declaration of the British government around the London Fisheries Convention was held up as the reason. So then we came to this argument from the minister that there was a huge urgency, he needs to proceed, no time. And gladly, this House forced the minister to engage in meaningful consultation. That's the reality of it. The minister and his senior officials would have proceeded with this legislation if they had the numbers without any meaningful consultation with the various fishery organisations. That consultation has taken place. It was substantial. The minister issued a press release afterwards. My understanding is the minister is arguing that all of the organisations present are in agreement with this. But it doesn't say in this statement that they're in agreement with the legislation. It doesn't say in this statement that all of the fishing organisations are happy now for you to proceed on the basis of what's here. This evening, I spoke to two very important organisations, the IFPO, and I spoke to the National Inshore Fishermen's Forum. And both organisations are very, very clear. They still have substantial concerns about this legislation, how it will impact on them, and the, more importantly, the people they represent. They acknowledge that some progress has been made in understanding the government's position, but there are a range of issues in terms of a level playing pitch, assurances about quota and how that will impact, that need to be addressed. It's critical, Minister, that you engage in further dialogue in the next number of days. Do not be certain that this will go through the Dáil on Thursday. I say it to you now, have no doubt that you are not certain of this legislation passing through the Dáil on Thursday. You need to engage in further dialogue, particularly with the IFPO and the National Inshore Fishermen's Forum. This is the forum that represents all of the inshore fishermen around the coast. And Minister, I'm going to say this on the record. It's the front page of the Skipper. It's good news for the National Inshore Fishermen Forum. They acknowledge your role in this, in helping them to develop their industry. And they are completely perplexed as to why, on one hand, you're going to have the strategy for the next number of years, at long last, to try to grow our inshore fishery potential, while at the other hand, not fully address the concerns that they have before you push this forward. Minister, you may not know this, so I'm going to bring it to your attention now on the record. There's been a man outside today, all day. His name is Gerard Kelly. Gerard Kelly comes from a respected fishing family based in Greencastle in County Donegal. Gerard Kelly's gone on hunger strike, Minister. He's a determined man. Don't underestimate Gerard Kelly's resolve. Gerard and the Kelly family have submitted proposals that they believe can strike the right balance between the access that we support in this House for small trawlers based in the six counties to fish in Irish waters. There's that balance, and then protecting a range of fisheries. But particular concern to the Kelly family is the mussel fishery. And I want to say to you, Minister, and I want you to seriously consider this, Minister. I'm appealing to you to meet with the Kelly family, with Gerard Kelly and the Kelly family, in the next 24 hours. I'm appealing to you to listen to what they have to say. I'm saying to you, Minister, that you have engaged in dialogue with fishing organisations, that there's an acknowledgement that progress has been made, but that we're not there yet. I'm saying to you, Minister, that you have it within your ability to address their concerns and to make this legislation work for everybody. Minister, what we want with this legislation is fairness for everybody. Voisinage, as it was envisioned for many years, was right and proper. It was about giving access to fisheries on the island of Ireland for small fishermen in particular sectors around our coast. It evolved, unfortunately, into the abuse that led to the pretty much decimation of the mussel industry, a precious natural resource. I'm sure in your heart of hearts you know, and I'm just going to say to you, I'm going to read into the record the words, the conclusion, sorry, of the judgment from the High Court in recent days. It says that the fact remains that for many years, the state permitted vessels registered in, and I quote, Northern Ireland, unlawfully to fish for mussel seed to the detriment of the mussel industry. Thus, it cannot be said that the plaintiffs were well served by the state. So even though they have not got compensation, I think they've got vindication in those words. Minister, fishermen had to take a case to the Supreme Court at huge cost to themselves to defend natural resources of the Irish people. And these fishermen, supported by many, many more fishermen around our coast, at the 11th hour are appealing to you to please meet with them. And I'm talking here now about the National Inshore Fishermen's Forum, the IFPO, and the Kelly family. Will you meet with these three organisations to make one last effort to address their concerns? Will you appreciate the severity of the situation where Gerard Kelly, who is a very honourable man, is outside these houses commencing a hunger strike? And I know that man. Do not take his actions lightly. You must take it seriously. So I appeal to your humanity, Minister, to please meet with this family, to meet with the NIFF and the IFPO to address the remaining concerns. And I acknowledge your efforts in the last fortnight. I think we've moved in the right direction. And let's get it to the right place where everybody can feel comfortable with this legislation. I will not be pressing the amendment in relation to the 12 metres. If you're proposing that the that all boats over 18 metres are excluded and all boats under across the island, that is acceptable. I will be seeking clarification, finally, in relation to the issue of residency. I think it's really critical that the idea of fishermen from Kilkeel fishing in Irish waters is, of course, desirable. We want Irish fishermen to be able to fish in Irish waters, managed fisheries. We want the fisheries to be managed. We want a level playing pitch for all fishermen. I hope we'd share those objectives. So we of course, would want to reinstate access for genuine Irish fishermen on the island of Ireland. What we want to remove is the potential for some corporate body from away from these islands to use an address in the north of Ireland to abuse the goodwill. You talk about good neighbourliness, to abuse the principle of good neighbourliness, to come through an address in the north, a flag of convenience, and to avail of access to precious Irish natural resources. So I'm seeking clarification on that issue. But most importantly, Minister, I'm going to wrap up with this, Cathaoirleach. I appeal to your humanity to please confirm tonight that you are willing, along with your officials, to meet with the Kelly family to look. There's no issue of sub judice now. There's nothing stopping now. You're meeting with the family around their concerns on this legislation, not in relation to the case, just about this legislation, to meet with the NIFF one more time and to meet with the IFPO. They are the organisations that continue to have concern. And again, I say to you, will you consider making available the Attorney General's advice? Because there is legal advice being made available to the IFPO, and you know this, that is different to the advice you're getting. There is real, genuine concern based on legal advice that this could endanger the inshore, the vulnerable inshore fisheries in all of this. So I make that appeal to you, Minister, here tonight, and I hope you hear what's been said.